That's the latest, Jane.
Sounds lovely. Thanks, Chris. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 8th of May. The general synopsis at midnight: high, 4th, 1,026, expected Dogger, 1,023 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours: Viking, north at Cirra, northwesterly, becoming variable later, 2 to 4. Drizzle and fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. South at Cirra, westerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, increasing 6 later in east. Drizzle and fog patches for a time, good, becoming moderate to very poor for a time. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Fisher, variable 3 or less, becoming northwesterly 2 to 4, increasing 5 or 6 later in northeast. Fair, good. German Bight, variable mainly northeast 2 to 4, fair, good. Humber, Thames, northeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in Thames, mainly fair, good. Dover, southeast white, northeasterly 4 to 6, showers, then fair, good. Northwest white, Portland, Plymouth. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less for a time, except in South Portland and South Plymouth. Showers, then fair, good. Biscay, northeast 3 to 5, showers, good. South Fitzroy, mainly northeasterly, 4 to 6, but cyclonic 3 to 5 in far south. Showers, perhaps becoming thundery, good, occasionally moderate. North Fitzroy, Seoul. Northeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first in Seoul. Showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. East or northeast, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in Lundy and Fastnet. Mainly fair, good. Shannon, southeast Rockall. Variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Northwest Rockall, southwesterly 4 to 6. Showers, then rain, moderate or good. Malin, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Hebrides, southwest 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6. Fair, good. Bailey, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in northwest. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 3 to 5. Fair, good. Faroes, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first in east. Showers, then rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Southeast Iceland, southerly or southwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally 4 in south and east. Rain or drizzle, then showers, becoming squally later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, north 1. Recent fog, 1400 metres, 1024 falling slowly. Stornoway, west-northwest, 1, 27 miles, 1,024, falling slowly. Lerwick, west, 3, mist, 3 miles, 1,024, falling slowly. Lucas, west, 2, 14 miles, 1,025, falling slowly. Bridlington, northeast, 3, 1,023, now rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north, 5. 5 miles, 1,020. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north, 4. 11 miles, 1,019. Jersey, northeast, 3. 22 miles, 1,019, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, north-northeast, 3. 11 miles, 1,020. Scilly Automatic, north-northeast, 3. 12 miles, 1,020, falling slowly. Valentia, northeast by east, 1. 15 miles, 1,022, falling. Ronald's Way, east, 3. 15 miles, 1,023, falling slowly. Malinhead, south by west, 1. 24 miles, 1,024, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday the 8th of May. The general situation, high pressure will continue to lie across the United Kingdom over the next 24 hours, bringing mostly settled weather to the inshore waters, but with just an isolated shower or two at first in the east and south. The winds will be mostly light or moderate in strength, although a fresh or strong northeasterly will affect the southeastern corner of England. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 3 or less, becoming south or southeast 2 to 4, then veering southwest later. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North 2 to 4, veering east 2 or 3, then south or southwest 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, north or northeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers, then fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northeasterly 3 to 5. Showers, then fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in east, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in west. Showers, then fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less for a time, mainly fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, then becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Mainly fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or northeast, backing north or northwest for a time, 3 to 5. Mainly fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East or northeast, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or northeast, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Isle of Man, east or southeast, 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. East or southeast, 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or southeasterly, veering southerly or southwesterly, 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southeast, 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then south 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 2 or less, becoming southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later in north. Fair, good. Finally, Shetland Isles. West or southwest 2 or 3, backing south or southwest 3 or 4. Mainly fair, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. In a couple of minutes, as the nation celebrates 80 years since VE Day, Farming Today hears from a woman who was part of the wartime land army. First, it's time for prayer for the day with the Minister of Canongate Kirk in Edinburgh, Neil Gardner.
Good morning. 80 years ago, it was an especially good morning across these islands, good and promising and peaceful, for after 6 long years of war, it heralded the dawning of VE Day, the day when the Allies formally accepted the unconditional surrender of Germany, and victory in Europe was finally declared, all on the 8th of May, 1945. For most of us, it's before our time. But nonetheless, the images of national celebration are etched into our collective memory. The King and Queen and the young princesses appearing on the balcony of Buckingham Palace, and waving to the cheering crowds, alongside Winston Churchill and his famous V for Victory. Here in Edinburgh, the crowds overflowed from Prince's Street down into the gardens below, and they lit bonfires up and down the Canongate. Although victory in the Far East would not be won for another three long, harrowing months, in war-weary Europe, it seemed as if the familiar words of the psalm had been written especially with today in mind. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. The cause for such rejoicing was an unconditional surrender. And for Christians, that's a word that is often applied to God's love. Unconditional. No ifs, no buts. Regardless of what we do or don't do, God's love remains unconditional for each one of us, a greater love expressed once and for all in the life and death and resurrection of his Son Jesus Christ, who laid down his life for his friends. Loving God, we thank you for the peace and freedom once won for us this day, and for all who laid down their lives for their friends. Amen.
Prayer for the Day with Reverend Neil Gardner. Now, Farming Today with Kaz Graham.
Good morning. Today, as rates of rural homelessness spiral, one charity demands urgent action. But first, all this week, we are talking potatoes. Farmers who grow them often sell all their crop onto big businesses who process them for chips, crisps and other potato products. But some farmers do still sell to the public from the farm gate. Sally Robinson and her family have around 25 acres of spuds alongside cereals and a pedigree herd of Hereford cattle on their farm in Wiltshire. They advertise on social media and sell sacks to farm shops and direct to customers. Just before Christmas, they invested in a potato vending machine, as Rebecca Rooney reports.